Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Do you hear them scream?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you hear them cry?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you see them die?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Please let us all
go vegan, go vegan.
Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, freedom, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. In this program, I'm very excited about it. We are joined by Michael Trigiano, a vegan chef located here in central Massachusetts, Grafton, Massachusetts, USA.
Hello.
Hi, Michael.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Excellent.
Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. You're awesome.
Thanks. You are too.
Thank you. Yes, and I just appreciate how much you share your recipes, your organic vegan recipes. That's so generous of you. And you have a lot of them.
Yes, I do. I've been vegan 12 years, so I've had a lot of experience.
Yes. Yeah. And I also appreciate that you have some cooking classes that you offer to the local residents as well.
Yes, I like workshops because it's one-on-one. Seeing something on Facebook, you know, okay, it looks good, but how do you do it? You can describe it in words, but one-on-one workshops, it really works out a lot better. You get to feel the questions right there and then.
You have so many great recipes. I'm going to name some of them, and then I'm going to ask for the recipe on one of them. And so,
okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to leave it as a surprise until I go through all these as to which I'm going to ask about. Organic cherry cordials, organic cashew cream cheese that you made from scratch with olive and pimento, organic double chocolate cookies with pine nuts, a carrot cake with white chocolate leaves that you recently made and sold to a vegan friend, homemade ravioli with saffron and tomato sauce, macadamia nut cashew nut cheese, and that it tastes like goat cheese. With fresh dill, cashew cheesecake with blueberry topping, vegan pepperoni, and soy almond ricotta. And so I'm going to ask for the recipe on the organic vegan blueberry cheesecake.
The cheesecake is made with cashews. You have to soak cashews overnight, and that's basically going to be your cheese, right? It becomes the base. Then you add your vanilla, coconut milk, and you blend it all together in a food processor and coconut oil. And that will make it solid like a cheesecake. So you have the salt, you have lemon juice too, and that brings out the cheesy flavor with nutritional yeast. And that does that. And it'll set up in a springform pan. I make a ginger cookie crust on the bottom, or you can do oatmeal and dates and blend them and make a crust out of that. Either way, that's a good crust. That's easy to have on hand. You don't always have ginger snaps, and it's hard to make honey-free grams from scratch, which I have done. It takes hours just for that. But that's the base of it right there. Lemon juice, cashews, coconut milk, the fat part only, and you blend it up, and nutritional yeast, and then and coconut oil. You know, and sea salt, and then it firms up. And then I take the blueberries and I make a sauce with cornstarch, and I simmer it with water until it becomes a liquid. And when it coats the back of the spoon, it's ready. I drizzle that on top of the cheesecake, and then it's set to go.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's a good one. I recreated all my mom's and dad's recipes using plants, nuts, grains, and seeds, and seitan. An example would be Beyond Meat and Beyond Sausage with breadcrumbs, and I use flax eggs and chia seed egg to hold it together. And I gave that to Karen Bacon and she sampled it with her friend. Yeah, I got rave reviews for that. Yeah. I made seitan for my dad's recipe for, he called it stuffed breast of veal. I made a seitan, and I filled that with, I made a cheese filling with breadcrumbs and cheese. And it's just like that. Oh, it was so tender after. Oh, it's just, the mouthfeel and the texture was just like it, only cruelty-free. And it makes you so happy that you can replicate things like that.
Yes. Oh, and that's awesome that you gave it to Karen Bacon, who's the founder of Positive Change for Animals Social and Volunteer Group, a local vegan group. And I know you're a core member of that. So thank you for all your noble, compassionate, important work that you do with Positive Change for Animals and then your work for the sanctuaries.
Yeah, I love painting, and it's a hobby. I put on music, and it relaxes me because I'm doing something for myself. And I get the joy of helping the sanctuaries raise money. I donated 7 paintings 2 years ago, and now I'm donating 3 more this year. And, you know, it's what I do. I donated to Sunny Meadow Farms painting, you know, when I was volunteering there, you know, so it's all good. And I donated to Maple Farm Sanctuary a pig that I sculpted. You know, I did clay sculpting for 12 years. So I donated a pig, and that went to raise money for Maple Farm Sanctuary. It gives you joy. Creativity gives you joy 2 ways. You do it, you get joy in making it, and the person who receives it gets the joy of receiving it. Like the paintings I made and I gave to people. I have so many paintings I gave to people that are vegan activists. You know, when they invited me to the house for a potluck, I gave them a painting and so forth.
Oh, sweet. One of my favorites is your painting of the Scottish Highlander.
Oh, yeah. I did 2 paintings. I did the previous one was just Dudley all by himself, and that was sold. And this one here is a painting. It's a chicken, too. So my ability has gotten better with my creativity for painting as well as food. All I do is think, I dream about food. It's like I have a dream about food. I have this. I want to try it. Like the medallion I showed you, that came to me in a dream.
Wow.
So I got to make it.
Oh, that's great. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sweet. That painting that you did of Dudley, the male bovine. The Scottish Highlander at Unity Farm Sanctuary.
Yeah, I visited him. I had him on Dudley. What was it, Dudley Day or something like that? Yeah, I think it was, yeah. It was a great time. I love Unity Farm. They have a sauna, not a sauna, yoga studio in there now. I haven't gone to it recently, but.
Good, good. Yeah. And the other painting I like, too, that you have, I think it is a chicken with a peace sign.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's significant to me because I'm a proponent of authentic veganism, deep veganism, which the philosophy is human freedom and liberation and peace.
Yeah,
lasting
right.
Peace requires animal liberation based on the quantum vibrations, in which is commonly called as we sow, we reap, or the natural law of correspondence, what we put out comes back. And so when I saw that painting of yours, wow, that touched my soul.
Yeah, I make it more professional. I paint all the edges just like the pros do, you know. I start taking classes at the Grafton Senior Center. I've taken classes for everything I do, every hobby. Clay, I've taken artisan bread at San Francisco Baking Institute so I can improve my bread skills. I want to develop my skills so that I can create things that everybody wants to eat.
We're listening to Michael Trigiano, a vegan chef based in Grafton, Massachusetts. You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with vegan chef Michael. Thank you. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. I'm very honored and thrilled that we are joined by vegan chef Michael Trugiano. He's joining us via Skype in Grafton, Massachusetts. Thanks again, Michael, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, it's exciting to be with you and spread the word that anything can be done. Never give up. You're unstoppable. There are excuses I hear from people, my family members, it's bad. You know, heart attack, stroke, cancer, they have all these issues and they won't stop eating meat. It's kind of, you know, it's disparaging that they don't listen. I had 12 years of experience and my health has increased fourfold. I mean, it's for the animals, but, you know, I'm an example and they should stop, you know, it's like talking through the wall, you know. They have their head in the sand and they keep it there.
Oh. Well, again, I appreciate your generosity in sharing on your social media pages your organic vegan recipes. You know, you post the photo, which is beautiful, and then you give all the details. That's really great.
Yeah, my page is public. Karen Bacon suggested that. I get a lot of scammers and meat eaters, you know, oh, this is what you're supposed to have for fish, not Guardian or anything else. You know, a mock tuna that I made out of tofu, or whatever, you know. And so I just delete them. You know, I found out they work for Monsanto. So they're interested in grain and stuff like that, and, you know, in poison.
Yeah, there's such a pushback to the vegan movement, the authentic vegan movement, which is a movement of freedom and liberation, nonviolence and justice. And there's a big pushback to it by the pharmaceutical industry, the dead flesh dairy and egg industry. It's it's a good challenge.
Everybody can see my page. I like having it public because I get comments, you know, so what can I say? It's working.
Actually, I would love to hear a little bit of detail about the vegan tuna because I really love the tuna fish sandwiches, the vegan ones, and I don't always find it. There's the product called Tuna, T-O-O-N-A, with the...
Yeah.
Yeah, but I hardly find it in the local grocery stores. So, yeah, how do you make your homemade vegan tuna?
I don't like that product that much as my own. I guess I'm, you know, biased. Young canned jackfruit is the same. It's the same mouthfeel. So you just drain that, open the can. It's organic. I buy organic jackfruit. And I drain it. It's even the same color as tuna. It's weird. But anyway, so I break that up. I add dulse flakes, kelp flakes. That gives you the seafood flavoring. I make either homemade vegan mayo or store-bought, either way, and mix that in. And I'll add diced celery, diced onions, and relish. It's that simple. That's a really good, tasty one. You can do it with chickpeas, too. I've done it with chickpeas and, chickpea tuna, we call it. You mash it up and do the same thing with mustard, too. I put mustard powder or mustard in there, too. That's a good one. There's two ways of homemade recipes right there. The jackfruit is the latest one. I think that it's the same mouthfeel. Lion's mane, I got lion's mane mushroom today. When I'm done with those, it's going to make a juicy steak, beefless, cruelty-free. It's going to be so delicious. I'll marinate it with beet juice. It'll have the red flavor. Some people say it looks too much like meat, but anyway. And then they add, you know, other seasonings.
Michael, how can our listeners learn more about you and be in contact with you?
They can just send me a Facebook friend request. It's under Michael Trigg now. I'll accept friend requests from vegans and non-vegans because I have friends. I have a huge family. I have 550 graduates, you know. There's a lot of people in my family. I have one cousin with 18 kids. I'm talking a huge family. And then, you know, they're all on my Facebook page. So I answer a lot of questions, but I'll answer any question.
Oh. Yeah, you're great, Michael. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, in this program, we're going to have a little musical interlude by Annette Rudat in Munich, Germany. This is the new release of her song, Der Musiker. And she has a campaign going on currently where the song has the potential to generate support for animal sanctuaries in Germany. You can hear the details about the campaign in the Vegan Nation archives, vegansradio.com. September 3rd, 2024, Annette Rudat. Annette is a vegan musician. This song is about the family eating vegetables.
Broccoli und Lauch isst du auch.
Broccoli und Lauch isst du auch.
Blumenkohl, jawohl.
Blumenkohl, jawohl.
Thank you very much for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. Now back to our interview with Michael Trigiano.
Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Cheese was the toughest thing to quit. So that's why I make lots of cheese and I share my recipes. And I actually made some cheese and sold them, fermented cheese. And I made pepperoni and sold it. And I made, biscottis, and I sold those.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, anything can be made vegan. And that's how I won the chili contest against meat eaters.
Good, good. Keep it up. Keep it up, Michael. Thank you so much.
Yeah, bravo. You too.
Okay. Thanks again. I really appreciate you joining us on Vegan Nation, and thank you for all you do.
You're welcome. I do it for everybody out there who wants to change their life. And especially the animals and the sanctuaries.
Yes, beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, I did workshops. You can say I did workshops to non-vegans. I did a bread class, and I taught classes at Acidbit. It was good.
Oh, good. Oh, give me your Instagram address.
Mike the Vegan Chef. It's all one word. So you put the at sign, and then you search Mike the Vegan Chef, and you'll find me. You'll see my recipes. You'll know.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you, Mike the Vegan Chef.
Hey, enjoy your day. I want a dessert contest, too.
Oh.
Yeah. Seared pears with rosemary, creme fraiche, and pomegranate molasses. Yeah, that was good. That was a good one.
What was the name of it again?
Seared pears with rosemary and creme fraiche. Creme fraiche, a vegan creme fraiche, so you have to get the recipe and make that. And then pomegranate molasses, and I drizzled it all over it. Oh, boy.
Wow. Yeah, I hope you open up a restaurant, man.
Yeah, I'm a compassionate person, and that's why I try to help humans, too. Earthlings scared me. That's why I went, you know.
The Earthlings documentary, yep.
I cried. I literally cried for, like, hours. Oh, my God, I couldn't.
Oh, I know. Well, thanks again, Michael. Thank you very much.
All right. Be well. I'll see you on Instagram.
Yeah. Much thanks to Michael, and that completes our interview with Michael Trigiano. At the start of the program, we heard the song Go Vegan by Annette Rudat in Munich, Germany. Now we're listening to the song Calf Song by Will Tuttle from his album Animal Songs. Next up is a message from a vegan activist in Kampala, Uganda, Constantine Aporu. He's giving a memorial tribute. Rest in peace, Rebecca.
Greetings and welcome. My name is Constantine Aporu, the founder of Ecospace Foundation, Uganda. I'd like to share a tragic moment that happened a day ago in Kenya, whereby we lost a renowned long-range athlete runner, Olympic runner, Cheptegei Rebecca. She lost her life to domestic violence. She was attacked and burnt down, and she lost her life at hospital yesterday in Kenya. We are here today not only to condemn this injustice that led to her death, but also condemn a series of injustices that happened to so many millions of people, children, women, men out there that go unnoticed. We are losing so many people out there to different atrocities and they go unnoticed. So we are here today to condemn all forms of injustice that happen not only to human, but also to animals. Every single year, we lose billions of animals and no one talks about that. Animals die in huge numbers and that goes unnoticed. So we are here today to call upon authorities, governments, and all the sound thinking people to come out and not only condemn injustice that happens to people, but also injustice and brutality that happens to animals. We are here to promote empathy, compassion, kindness, and encourage everyone out there to love one another, to treat one another with equality and fairness.
She will be here or there for you, and you, yeah, you know this. She will love you better than the rest, and you know this. She will open her heart wide like you never felt it. She will give you a womb to bleed your seed, so blessed. She will, oh yes, she will. She will raise her children right, and still as a warrior she fights. She will go to work at night, make sure everyone else is all right. She will stand firm next to you, arm in arm, until it is all through. She will smile and not even give a clue of exactly what her tough gon' do. She will, oh yes, she will. She will open up her mouth and let you hear her soul. She will close her mouth, let you think that you know. She will embrace the cause and rally on the front line. She will accept the challenge of love against hate and still throw up the peace sign. She will.
This is Center Africa.
She
performing
will.
Live in the studio.
Oh, yes, she
the
will.
Night before, she had a dream about
she
this.
She will. Oh yes, she will.
I dedicate this to Rebecca.
She will.
She lost her life to domestic violence. She was attacked and burnt down, and she lost her life at hospital yesterday in Kenya. We are here today not only to condemn this injustice that led to her death, but also condemn a series of injustices that happened to so many millions of people, children, women, men out there, that go unnoticed. We are losing so many people out there to different atrocities, and they go unnoticed. So we are here today to condemn all forms of injustice that happen not only to human, but also to animals. Every single year, we lose billions of animals, and no one talks about that. Animals die in huge numbers, and that goes unnoticed. So we are here today to call upon authorities, governments, and all the sound-thinking people to come out and not only condemn injustice that happens to people, but also injustice and brutality that happens to animals. We are here to promote empathy, compassion, kindness, and encourage everyone out there to love one another, to treat one another with equality and fairness.
Again, that was Constantine Aporo, a vegan activist, founder of EcoSpace Foundation in Kampala, Uganda. Constantine joined us last week on Vegan Nation. You can hear his interview at vegansradio.com. And much thanks to Sunta Africa for sharing her song. And this was the first time she sang it. And she was singing it during her interview on Vegan Nation. And her interview is also in the Vegan Nation archives. And she brought her friend along, Bella Kete, on the drums. Imagine if the vibrations perpetuated by global humanity here on in were those of authentic veganism, which is basically living by the golden rule, harmlessness, and non-exploitation. In my opinion, that would eventually result of a world of peace and safety for all within the endless rounds of being. That was Warrior Spirit. Next up is Illy Rap in New York City with a snippet of his song, A Little Bite of Hope.
Believe I speak with wisdom and teach people the need for veganism. Hopefully they plant the seed I give them. Don't eat the victims. It's not sweet if the bees is missing. Don't throw planet E off of equilibrium. How crazy would that be? Complete delirium. They take a baby calf and then split it in half. It twitches and spazz. How sad and cruel in fact. Exactly why I ain't cool with that. They'll never play me like a fool. I went to school for that and I'm never going back. My head is intact. Instead, I connect with the raps. You gave respect because of blacks. Whether your stats make you better, in fact. To me, you'll forever be whack. I can never sit back.
And I do want to say how happy I am that we are evolving as a humanity, abjuring the practice of exploiting animals and commodifying animals. We are now being able to consume and create vegan products. And again, much thanks to my guest, Michael Trigiano, the vegan chef in Grafton, Massachusetts. And much thanks to our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Peace begins with a vegan paradigm. Wishing you all a beautiful, lovely day. With the voice of a precious nanny goat.
Yeah.
Also, Turkey Gwendolyn.
Yeah.